out through the doors and passages till in the torchlight of the broad stairs of the tower she blew out her candle. They parted with few words. And that night Ged slept little. It was not the thought of the shadow that kept him awake. Rather, that thought was almost driven from his mind by the image, ever returning, of the stone on which this tower was founded, and by the vision of Sarett's face, bright and shadowy in the candlelight, turned to him. And again he felt her eyes on him and tried to decide what look had come into those eyes when he refused to touch the stone, whether it had been disdain or hurt. When he lay down to sleep at last, the silken sheets of the bed were cold as ice, and ever he wakened in the dark thinking of the stone and of Sarett's eyes.